at codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
Tonight, Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani. Good evening.
Good evening.
Just a quick one. You know, do you see where I'm coming from, Josie? You know, kids, you know, protests as young as five. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I do. And look, when I was a kid, when I was at school, I went, this won't surprise either of you at all.
No.
I went on demonstrations. And I remember going to one in London. It was an anti-fascist demonstration. I was marching angrily at the front of the demonstration. Suddenly realised I had no idea who the fascists were. I didn't know who we were protesting against. So, yeah, kids have a right to protest and get angry about things they know bugger all about. But, you know, and that's what kids do. And it doesn't have to be sensible. And let's face it, Larry, this is not sensible. I mean, the thing about the iron sand mining, that there's been a huge amount of science that's been tabled.
Yeah, OK, that's not the point. You know, I'm not against protest. Come on, Josie. The issue was getting kids involved in all of this stuff.
That's right. But what I'm saying is that you're absolutely right, that this teacher should be saying, actually, there's a whole bunch of science here saying that the environmental impact.
No, but then she's indoctrinating the kids to her view. What do you see in this, Jordan?
Two issues. First, generally, you know, by all means, take your kids to protests, but I don't think you can stop people from that. But don't, not to their detriment. And this isn't the parents, this is the teachers really leading this campaign. And we see this a lot with the sugar tax groups. Gerhard Sandborn often brings kids to his fizz symposiums, and we think that's just outrageous to pull kids out of school for it. But I think so that's the first issue. But the second, actually, is you've got that interview was a civil servant who was under duties of political neutrality. We're 33 days out from the election, and she is breaching the rule not to let your politics into your job or your job into politics. And actually,
that's my point. If she's going to teach that issue about iron sand mining, then you do need to get both sides of the story. You're right, Larry. There's a hell of a lot of science.
She's in the public media as a bureaucrat fronting a political campaign. I mean, she'll probably get the sack for it, and she should get the sack for it, because she's a civil servant. And too often teachers just totally ignore the duty of political neutrality that especially applies 33 days out from an election.
We'll come back in a moment. Got a lot of politics to talk about. Jordan Williams and Josie Pagani.